What does the term abolish mean? To do what? To get rid of. So if you got 3,000 black folks out there making the following statement, I would define them as abolitionists. And here's the statement that they made. January 17th, 3,000. Whereas our ancestors were of the first successful cultivators of the wilds of the America, and they were brought here not by their choice. We, their descendants, feel ourselves entitled to participate in the blessings of her luxuriant soil, which their blood and sweat has manured, and that any measure or system of measures having a tendency to banish us from her bosom would not only be cruel, but in direct violation of those principles that have been the boast of this republic. Resolve. We will never separate ourselves voluntarily from the slave population in this country. They are our brethren by the ties of consternation and of suffering, and that we feel that there is more virtue in suffering with them than to fancy an advantage for a season. What did 3,000 people say? We are here, and we will suffer with our slave brethren until we get rid of slavery. Does not that define them as what? Abolitionists. So I say to my brother, here is your thousands of abolitionists. Yes, sir. Again, we define the term abolitionist as anybody, in this case, who desires to get rid of slavery. Who would be the most prime abolitionist? Would it not be the slave, him or herself? Would that not be the number one abolitionist? I refer you to page 114, Before the Mayflower. Good God, who maketh the sun to light us up from the high, who raises the sea and the market, the storm to thunder. Good God, who watches over all, hid in a cloud, protect and save us from the white man that do this to us. Good God, the white man do crimes, but we do not. Good God, give us vengeance, guide our arms, give us help. Good God, grant us that freedom which speaks to all men. So on August 22nd, 1791, 100,000 slaves rose up in Hades under the direction of Toussaint L'Ouverture to fight against slavery. There be your thousand abolitionists.